أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله، الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله، الحمد لله الذي نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، فمن يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم، وهو الخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن الكريم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله، صدق الله العظيم. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the rejected shaitan. With the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most gracious, the most merciful. The praise and thanks belong to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of all the worlds. The praise and thanks belong to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him. We seek His help. We beg Him for His forgiveness. We believe in Him and we put our trust and faith in Him and in Him alone. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evil of our souls and the evil of our deeds. For he that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, there is none that can lead him astray. And he whom Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leaves astray, there is no one that can guide him. And I bear witness to give open testimony that there is no God except Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. He is without partners and associates. And I bear witness to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as his slave and his messenger, the seal of all prophets, the last of all messengers. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Holy Quran, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as you should take heed of Him, and do not die unless you are Muslim. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and speak the truth. He would direct you to do good righteous deeds, and He will forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His messenger, then he has already achieved the greatest achievement. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa kunu ma'a sadiqeen, and be with those who are truthful in their words and their deeds. Surely Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks the truth. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Truly the best of words are the words of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the best of guidance is the guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent through His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He reminds us in the Holy Quran, حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَنَا قَالَ يَا لَيْتَ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَكَ بُعْدَ الْمَشْرِقَيْنِ بِعْسَ الْقَرِينِ فَبِعْسَ الْقَرِينِ. Pardon me. Until when He comes to us on the Day of Judgment. And He says to His Qareen, Oh, I wish that there was between me and you the distance between the east and the west. What an evil Qareen. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, what is a Qareen? And why should you care? You should first know, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, no man, as the saying goes, is an island. Thus everybody needs somebody. For the Muslim, that somebody is someone to remind him of his duty to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, فَمَنْ يَهْدِهِ اللَّهِ فَهُوَ الْمُحْتَدِ وَمَنْ يُذْلِلْهُ فَلَنْ تَجِدَ لَهُ وَلِيًّا مُرْشِدًا. For he whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guided, or is guided, there is none who he can be led him, who rather who can be led astray, or that can lead him astray. But who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leads to stray you will not be able to find for him anyone to guide him. We say the same thing in the beginning of the khutbah. فَمَنْ يَهْدِ اللَّهِ فَلَا مُضِلَّ لَهِ. And who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, there is none who can misguide him. وَمَنْ يُذْلِلْهُ فَلَا هَادِيَ لَهِ. Who Allah guides, no one can guide him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the Muslim a great incentive. This incentive being that once he has declared his faith, that he knows, inshallah ta'ala, should his declaration be pure, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set him on the right path. To stay on that path, it is imperative that that Muslim find a way to surround himself with those that encourage him, not to discourage him or not to tempt him back to what he has fled. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, again in this example, or rather in this ayah that we mentioned, مَنْ يَهْدِهِ اللَّهِ فَهُوَ الْمُحْتَدِ وَمَنْ يُذْلِلْ فَلَنْ تَجِدَ لَهُ وَلِيًّا مُرْشِدًا. The example of this can be found with Musa alayhi salam and what he dealt with Fir'aun. According to Wahb bin Manbih, Musa alayhi salam, he said to Pharaoh, "Amanu billah, believe in Allah," or rather, "take for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as your God, as I believe in Allah." "Amanu billah, I believe in Allah." You should believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he invited him to Islam. And he said to him, "If you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will grant you the paradise and you will keep your rule. You will keep your kingdom, your kingship." Fir'aun, he said, "Let me consult my counselors." So he went back to his advisors. He went back to those whom he surrounded himself with. Chief among them was Haman. And when he told him this, Haman, he said, "Look, you are God to those who worship you. If you agree with Musa, alayhi salam, you will become a slave to his God and thus have to worship somebody else." So he pushed Fir'aun to refuse Musa alayhi salam and puffed him up with pride. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, فَحَشَرَ فَنَادَى فَقَالَ أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْأَعْلَى فَأَخَذَهُ اللَّهُ نَكَالَ الْآخِرَةِ وَالْأُولَى. He gathered his people and he cried aloud, saying, "I am your Lord Most High." So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala seized him with punishment for what he said the last time and what he said in the first, when he was first given the invitation. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us again with the example of Ibrahim alayhi salam and his father, who was the advisor at that time to Namrud, when he said, "O my father, surely I fear that a torment from the Most Merciful will overtake you, and thus you will become the advisor, the wali, to Shaytan himself." And again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, And whoever takes shaitan as a wali instead of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he has certainly sustained a clear loss. This wali, this advisor, this intimate person, this qareen, in this particular case, what is this qareen? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he warns us. Alladhi yuwaswisu fi sudurin nas min al-jinnati wa nas. The one who whispers into the chests of men hidden among the jinn and the men. Meaning he whispers to you into your chest from the jinn themselves, from your qareen among the jinn, or the qareen among the men. Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, and we have assigned them qareen, plural. In Arabic, it is qurana'a. Plural. Qareens. As intimate companions in the dunya. Who make their evil deeds look good to them. From what is before them and what is behind them of their denying the hereafter. And the word descending their punishment is justified against them as it was justified against previous generation among the jinn and men before them. Indeed, all of them were among the losers. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, who do these shayateen get assigned to? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, again, he warns us. وَمَنْ يَعْشُ عَنْ ذِكْرِ رَحْمَانِ. And whoever is deliberately, on purpose, blinded, meaning that he blinds himself, or turns away, rather, from the remembrance of Ar-Rahman, the Most Merciful, to that person, we appoint for him a shaitan, and he is an intimate companion. It's very important, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, you understand this. Very, very, very important. See, those of us who have spouses, someone says your wife, someone says your husband, for the sisters, it's understood right away that there is an intimate relationship there. It's understood without having to explain that person is near to you. That there has been a relationship established. That this person, your spouse, knows you in an intimate way. Because what they know, others don't know and should not know unless they were in that position. That those things are private things, not to be made public. And that in that relationship there is an understanding of trust, that these things will not be made public. The difference here, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of course, we know this word is zawja in Arabic. Your spouse, your pair. This word in Arabic has the same implication, exactly. The difference is that it has no good outcome whatsoever. That this person gives this qareen for you has nothing but bad intentions for you. Unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses you to overcome that. That it's very mission is to misguide you. And that is why it's called a qareen, because it can whisper in a place that nobody among the human beings can whisper to. It can reach a place in your heart where you think, where you actually live. Not this body, but you yourself, where you are. And it knows what you like. And it knows what you want. And it knows your desires. And it knows your aspirations. And that's why it is called a qareen. Very close, very intimate. Because it knows what you, in most circumstances, even to your wife or your husband, would not make public. This is what is meant by this word. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns us, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, shall I inform you, O people, upon about whom the shayateen descend upon? They descend upon every lying sinner who listens to their whispers. And most of the shayateen are lies. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, birds of a feather flock together. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to bless a person and he wants him to gain the good in this life and the hereafter, then Allah blesses him with good company. So dear Muslim brothers and sisters, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, min al-jinnati wan-nas, that these qareen, they whisper from among the jinn and they whisper from among the men. So be careful whom you call your friends. And choose wisely. Because if the shaitan is their companion, then he will soon become yours as well. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله ولي ولكم أستغفر الله إن الله غفور رحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا فمن يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمد عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو الخاتم من الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, again, Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes to bless a person with the good in this life and the next, then he blesses him with good company. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, again according to Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, he never sent a prophet or messenger. Never sent a single prophet nor messenger without sending them a wali, without giving them a successor, a confidant, a trusted companion. And again, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam reminds us that his companions were the best. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of course, we know, he made Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam the best of his creation. So, when it comes to this example, we can learn a lot from who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the prophets and the messengers as wali or as companions, as successors, as confidants. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He reminds us in Surah Al-Taha of Musa alayhi salam that he had just received the bu'atha, the revelation. Just received it. Just gave the message, you are the prophet. You've been called for this. And he said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, appoint for me a minister from my family. Harun Akhi, my brother Harun, Aaron. Increase through him my strength. And let him share in my responsibility. That we may glorify you much. And remember you much. Indeed, you are seeing us always. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, you have been granted your request, O Musa. Surely we have already conferred favor upon you from before. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, the best of what he requested was not only that he wanted someone near him that he could trust from his family, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would strengthen him thereby, make his task shared, but this again, that we would praise and remember you much. Why? The remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shields you from the whisper of the shaitan. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, also we might be reminded, for those of us who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has conferred His ni'mah upon, with regards to a shield from hard times, be reminded, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, as Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam he said, whoever remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in times of ease, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remember him in times of hardship. So it is now, if you're finding yourself not having to worry about the recession, then you should be foremost in remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because surely it is the shaitan that causes us to forget. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us of the words of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he placed in his book when he said, my Lord, Rabbi, adkhilni mudkhalan sidqan. Let my entry be good. And likewise, my exit be good. And grant from me an authority from you as an aid, an assistant, a wali, an advisor, a helper. Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us of Zechariah alayhi salam when he said, my Lord, indeed my bones have become weak and my head has exploded with gray. And I have never been in my supplication to you, O my Lord, unhappy. And indeed I fear the successors after me and my wife is barren. So give me from yourself someone to be a wali, that I can trust, that I can confide in, that will take these reins after me and succeed me, who will inherit me and inherit from my family of Yaqub and make him my Lord pleasing to you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responded, O Zechariah, surely we give you glad tidings of a boy who will be named Yahya, and we have not given anyone before this name. Yahya alayhi salam. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, again, we should be reminded that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us from Him a trust, whether it is that we choose or that we are chosen to be trusted, we must be reminded, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, the signs of nifaq, of hypocrisy, are three. One of them, if he speaks, he lies. Two, if he is entrusted, he breaks his trust. Either wada, and if he promises, he breaks his promise. So, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, we never know when one of us may be called upon, due to our character, to be a wali for someone else, to be trusted to take care of the affairs of our Muslim brother or our Muslim sister. And thus Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has warned us, whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses to be in charge of the affairs of the Muslims, and he denies any Muslim his right, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will deny him and will not look upon him on the Day of Judgment. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, again, the trust that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made between the Muslims sacred, that you should be careful who you trust and be careful when you are entrusted. And you should be wary of those whom you accept a trust from. The wise, they have a saying, never serve or never be entrusted to the king. Because if they are asked for a pardon, they hesitate. But they are quick to behead. And the worst of them are those who their own advisors are not immune from their wrath. Thus, even the innocent fear for their lives when it comes to them. Ash-Sha'bi, he reports from Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him and his father, when he said that, my father Abbas, alayhi salam, told me, O my son, I see that the leader of the Muslims has taken your counsel and placed you ahead of all of the other companions of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So thus I advise you of three things. Number one, do not share your secrets with him. Number two, do not remind him or correct him about his lies. And number three, do not backbite anybody in front of him. Ash-Sha'bi said to Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with both of them, one advice from your father is better than 1,000 advices from others. And Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with them both, he said, for me, it's better than 10,000. Allah knows best. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, choose your friends wisely. Inspect them like you inspect gold. Scratch them. Make sure they're not fake. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, when it comes to that you know of your desires, of your heart, that is not in line with this deen, be careful. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, he said, check yourself before you will be checked. Meaning, before you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment. Because though you may harbor them in your breast and Allah bless you not to act upon them, that is a sign that the qareen is your companion. That he kindles those desires. He feeds off of those desires. It is a sign that you have yet to convert that qareen, that jinn, to Islam. Because he's taking his cues from you. He knows you, or she knows you. And thus, whenever you find yourself getting closer to the light of Islam, They remind you of what you really want. They remind you of what's really in your heart, and you fall back. You slip. You slide. Because you, in where you are, you as the Muslim that you claim to be, is not strong enough to whip yourself and thus shape and convert that jinn to a Muslim. Remember that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked, even you have a jinn assigned to you? He said, yes, but Allah blessed me to overpower him and convert him. And now he only whispers to me what is good and what is right. This is not something that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam then said, you all are never going to be able to do this. He didn't say that. He never said that this is beyond your ability. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. Right? وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ إِنَّ صَلَاةَ تَنْحَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. To make the salah, establish it, it rebukes the fahsha, the evil deeds, and the munkar, those things that are reprehensible, those that are hated. Some translate this as the kaba'ir and the sagha'ir, those that are the big sins and the small sins. But, wala dhikrullahi akbar, but the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is greater. It's stronger in this. It'll push that shaitan, whip him, break his back, and make him say, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. وَلَا ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. Dhikr a day keeps the shaitan away. Might sound funny, but it's true. The remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps him at bay. It's a fact. And again, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, this is, requires us to be introspective. Always checking ourselves. Not so quick to point the finger at others. Who cares what somebody else is due? Are you going to stand for them on the day of judgment? Will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ask you about their sins? No. He's going to check with you about you. That he gave you complete authority over this body. What did you do with it? Did you use it to burn yourself in the fire, or did you use it to clean yourself of your sins? Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, if Allah blessed you to be here for the past khutbah, then you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the ummah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam much ease when it comes to the dhanb, to the sin. Very lenient. For them, their sins were written on their door until Allah forgave it from them. Minimum for 50 years. Keep this in mind. Why do you think that they fell off the path with regards to their belief and their saying, oh, the wages of sin is death? Yeah, for them, because you might die before you get forgiven of a sin. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless the Muslim that it's easy to blot out your iniquities, your shortcomings, if you are sincere. And this cannot be achieved without sincere respect. Without respect for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, اتَّقُوا حَقَّ تُقَاتِحْ. This taqwa means having a healthy respect for who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is and who he has made you. That he has guided you to Islam, granted you this deen, blessed you to be in the ummah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and made things easy for this ummah where they were very difficult for the others. So in this regard, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, it is imperative that if we wish to see a change in our lives, we must first make that change within ourselves. And not harbor what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like. He sees us. He knows us. He knows what is in our hearts and what we have that we are ashamed of or shy or be humiliated should anybody come to know about. Why are we in fear of the humanity when none of this them can put us in the fire? Why are we afraid of what others may see when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees it every day? Who are we really worshiping then? Who are we really in fear of? As the wise say, don't be worried about the sin, be worried about who you sin against. And Ali alayhi salam, he said, Imam Ali alayhi salam, he said, be careful of doing sins in the dark. Because the witness is the judge. So dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I remind you as I remind myself, it is only the one who deliberately abandons the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts a real shaitan on him. A real devil. That's hard for him to shake. And believe me, every time it comes to you, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, something will come to distract you. That's his job, to keep you away from that remembrance. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he reminds you, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, وَإِذَا نُودِيَتِ الصَّلَاةِ مِنْ يَوْمِ الْجُمْعَةِ فَسَعُوا إِلَى ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ فَسْعَوْا إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Please, I'm a beg of you, inshallah ta'ala, and I pray Allah that those who are not here do get this message. The shaitan is real. Just go back over your life for the last month. And if you are those Muslim brothers who have gotten into the habit of coming to Jumu'ah 1:30, 1:45, 1:50, 1:55, 1:59, knowing that it's over at 2. No, it may be funny, but I'm going to tell you what's not funny. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he did not make this an option. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, idha nudiyat as-salati min yawmul jumu'ah. If you hear the call, or when the call, rather, not even hear it, he said, when the call is made on the day of Jumu'ah, Friday, that's today, fas'au, run, make haste, ila dhikrillah wa dharul bay'ah, and abandon trade. If you know anything about your life, if you can remember last Friday and the Friday before, when you know here comes the time of Jumu'ah, 1 o'clock is coming, what happened? Take a snapshot of your life. What happened? Did you get another call? Did somebody come in at your business? Did something happen where, you know, you were in the middle of a task and you thought it'd be through in 2 seconds, and now it's been stretched to 2 hours? That's the shaitan right there. Trust me, that is the jinn working in your life. For those of us who know better, they do one thing. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm a witness, I live this. Don't work on Friday until after Jumu'ah. Wallahi, I'm telling you the truth. This is, as your Muslim brother, I'm telling you. The shaitan will make it always his business to come to you to break that oath that you made to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be sure that you do not fulfill that covenant. That that you don't fulfill that promise to be at Jumu'ah on time. So if you decide, you say, well, you know what, I got to get to work, and then we're, forget that. Let it go. Because this dunya will always make you a liar. Leave it off. See, brothers in the front row, they know better. They know, they learn that lesson. Oh, every Friday, it seemed like just when it gets to be 12:30, here come the business. 50 people come in. Brother, could you do this for me? Or some problem happens that takes my attention. Or some real important conversation that takes all the way through 1 o'clock. Oh, never fails. Never fails. So if you're serious, you have serious taqwa. You want this deen to transform you. That's the first step. Because wallahi al-azim, you will never be able to get off that treadmill if you don't make that step. In your heart and then make it action. You know what? I'm changing my schedule. And it usually is the business owners. It's very rarely the people who have the job per se. All they have to do is say, you know what? I got to go to Jumu'ah. You know, we can go to court on this or you can let me go. That's all they have to do. But it's the business owner. You're the ones who have the issues. I'm among you. I'm just telling you the truth. It's you, the shaitan, he got you right there by the throat. Hey, you know you got to do this, or he'll whisper to you and say, oh, you know, you can catch the prayer. You'll make it. As long as you get in there, you know the hadith that as long as you get in one sujood, you're okay. You didn't make the salat. That's not Jumu'ah. Please, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, don't listen to that devil. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, most of them are liars, and that's a lie. It's the truth when it comes to every other salat except this one. The jama'ah salats, the ones that are the Eid salat, this is an Eid salat. Because it comes every Friday. This is an Eid salat. You can't make it up. This takes place of a salat. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it Eid. He made it short. Two rak'ahs only as opposed to making dhuhr. We don't make jama'ah and then make dhuhr. We make jama'ah. That's it. No dhuhr on Friday. So if you miss this, you're going to have a book missing salat. And what did Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? First thing that's checked in on the Day of Judgment, salat. So that's going to come at the head. Jumu'ah. Were you there? Oh, you know, I had to do so and so. Really? It ain't going to be funny then. It's not going to help you. And won't no excuses be accepted. We are the ones entrusted with the message of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We are his nation. We got to act like it. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, as long as there is life in our body, we have the chance and opportunity to make tawbah. To turn away from those actions and start aright. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he reminds us. When he says, but whoever repents after his sin and does righteous deeds, then verily Allah will pardon him. Surely Allah is Ghafoor Rahim, oft forgiving, most merciful. And again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, declare for my slaves, Anni ana al-Ghafoor Rahim, surely I am the oft forgiving, most merciful. But dear Muslim brothers and sisters, in order to cash that check, in order to cash in on a tawbah, you must have respect. You must give Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala his due. You must show that you mean it. And the only way you do that is by making the pure intention and to make a change. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us to be amongst those who purify themselves, who turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in repentance, and who make a change in those areas that they can make change. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I would be remiss if I did not remind you that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has established the masjid as an ongoing sadaqah, as it's called, sadaqa jariya, right? An ongoing sadaqa. In both ways, it means one that will continue after you, and also that one that will always be a sadaqa. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Prophet Muhammad saw something. He says that I have not seen anything extinguish the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than the sadaqah, more than giving for His face. We have been blessed. We have been given. Let us give. It's simple as that, dear Muslim brothers and sisters. Do not be stingy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He will not be stingy with you. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, you know we have situations here. We do not need to remind you, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us to have a well-lit place, spacious, cool, and clean. And it requires our support. Support it, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, with sincerity. And if you do not sincerely have it, make the sincere intention at least. Jazakallah kul khair. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give multiple increase to those who make it their intention and act upon their intention and give to His house, inshallah ta'ala, and let this mission continue. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah wa li wa lakum. Astaghfirullah, inna allaha ghafurur rahim. اللهم اغفر المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون وأقيموا الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر.